had some bad blood with the spreadsheets and just needed to get rid of them. SaaS management at scale is not going to happen in a spreadsheet.
Trying to be IT and getting in the way and using legacy processes, those days are gone.
You know, Corey, it blows my mind how many IT, software asset management, and procurement leaders are still having to use outdated tools to track SaaS at scale. I mean, spreadsheets to track hundreds or thousands of software applications.
Get rid of that bad blood.
Using legacy tools and processes to manage SaaS?
Toss them in the trash. Do you think we should host them a farewell party?
Like a burn your spreadsheets party? I mean, we could do swag and t-shirts and buttons.
Okay, as creative marketing leader, let's not get carried away. What we really should be celebrating is a new era for IT, SAM, and procurement.
You're right, Corey. In fact, there's a growing number of innovative leaders who have already ditched the status quo and are redefining software and SaaS management in the enterprise.
And in season 4 of SaaS Me Unfiltered, they'll share with us tons of real life experiences and knowledge to help you on your SaaS management journey.
I always look at data drives decisions. So if we can get our hands around data, then that's going to be able to present our teams with all the ammunition that they need. More often than not, you get to the decision that you're intended to get to.
I've had Salesforce renewals that take 6 months, and I've also had ones that take 6 days because you're just that prepared when it comes down to the renewal.
IT's been on an island for many, many years, and I think the more IT can get off that island and become really part of the core enterprise, it gets better.
The worst is, you know, the vendor comes and says, you know, you have this renewal too.
Right.
And you're like, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do you think you have what it takes? Join us for season 4 starting March 19th to learn how you can get a better grip on your SaaS stack, spend, and risks.
Subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen or sign up for our newsletter at zylo.com/newsletter to get notified when the first episode drops.